Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, and welcome to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream and the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days as well. And it is the second Sunday of the month, so it is officially our energy balancing show, which means our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal, Linda Rasmussen, is here. Phone lines are open and take priority. So if you would like Linda to do a free remote treatment for you and or your animal friends, and hopefully if you were here with us before the end of the last hour, then you heard the call with Monica. And Linda worked, you know, with Monica and then with both of her dogs, Bella and Briz. And I'm beginning to really, we've been doing the show enough now with just Linda and these phone calls where you're going through the animals. I mean, I'm really starting to feel it now, and the resonance and the so forth. And it feels really good. So I'm hoping there's a bunch of you out there that during the course of the rest of the 2 hours we have here, because we're here till noon, that you pick up your phones and give us a chance to work with you and your animal friends. The number to call is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. If it doesn't go right through, add a one. Sometimes you need the one, sometimes you don't. All righty then. So, gosh, we told you before we went to the love train, there was a surprise coming. Nathan, tell us about Robin and what's going on here.
Yeah, so if you heard during the break, there was a little announcement saying that Mystic Radio, after some time away from the show for, of course, the unfortunate passing of her husband, Bob, is now officially returned to KKNW on Fridays at 8 a.m. It's a half-hour show, and getting things started back up, they are doing programs with Mary Stevenson, another psychic medium who is going to help with the channeling of Bob throughout the show. So he's still going to be there with Robin in spirit, but the main focus of the show is for Robin to talk about her story about becoming a widow and help others who are maybe in a situation or grieving the loss of a loved one to overcome that hardship and bring themselves back into a good, spirit rebirth and recovering from that grief.
Yeah, and it is such a timely subject. I was surprised to hear Robin coming back on, and because we've had, some really sad experiences, around our kind of KKNW family. The first one, of course, was Conscious Talk. Rob Spears, the other half, of Brenda and Rob that did Conscious Talk for so long that he just passed suddenly. I think it was last November. And that was a devastating loss for Brenda and that sort of thing. And then we had Bob Bordenero, Robin's husband, went into the hospital, my understanding, for, minor heart-related surgery of some kind, but very minor. It was not supposed to be a big deal. Well, he didn't survive. I mean, that was his passing. And I don't know about you, but hearing the promo, I could certainly hear and feel it in Robin's voice. And Linda, you're nodding because you could hear the emotion in Robin. I think that, and then of course I think when I heard what the subject of this show is going to be, and addressing our grief and human loss and how to get through these horrible losses that we have to do. And, our own Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon, our sound healer, she experienced this, back in the early days of COVID in that first year. Her husband, Paul, was one of the ones that just dropped dead. And this was her husband. She'd been, they'd pretty much 24/7, 365 for 50 years. I mean, since they were in high school, they were together, never apart. And I, that kind of loss is really tough to navigate through. But Jude's still here and is still doing her healing work. And then I, of course, now maybe you can hear it in my voice, because now it's going to be my turn to cry, because this applies to us animal lovers as well. For me, animals are my family. And I lost my dearly beloved. I had to say goodbye to Robbie, send him to the Rainbow Bridge in this last month. And it's been really the toughest loss for me to grieve and move through. And a lot of it is because of my age and the timing and all the changes and everything. So I'm taking a little extra time off here from the show and running an extra encore here and there, because I need time to process and to move through it. So you can bet I'm going to be listening, to Robin and so forth, because all of this applies to us that love our animals. Our animals are our family. And for me, it is that kind. You know, Robbie was my best friend and closest companion for almost 14 years. And he was my anchor. You know, and I'm only okay now when I'm working and I'm serving and I get to work with like Monica and her dogs. I mean, that makes my heart sing and I feel so fabulous and it's wonderful. But coming home is really hard. And being here, I'm still pretty lost. Now, I'm getting better all the time. And I, of course, you know, thanks to Elaine Child's Gal and good grief rituals, I know how to grieve. I know how to set it aside when I need and all of that. But I'm just fine. I was not prepared. I didn't realize how tough a transition and a process this was going to be to go through. But I think we all need help with this. So I'm going to be in touch with Robin and encouraging that this subject get expanded and not just for losing, you know, human loved ones, but that we include the animal world and our animal family as well. Anyway, I think it's going to be a great show and will probably really help, you know, a lot of us. And Nathan, is the show running already now? Is it already started on Fridays? That's the only thing I didn't find in all the written stuff about it. Is it already running?
Yeah, so the first return show was this past Friday at 8 a.m. And it is available on our website, 1150kknw.com. as a podcast. So,
well, that's what I want to know, because I didn't hear it Friday. So how can I listen to it now?
Well, it can go anywhere you find podcasts, so like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, anywhere.
Okay.
Things like you can maybe probably usually go and subscribe to podcasts if you have those on your phone or go to those sources. If you don't already, then you can just go to our website, 1150kknw.com, and we have a podcast tab at the top of that. And actually, the first one in the list is Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. So you'll have that right up front and center to click on. And once you go there, you can listen to that first episode that she has produced.
All right, that sounds great. So either you should be able to find on your own podcast app, if you search Mystic Radio, it would come up.
Yes, so, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis.
Or go to 1150kknw.com, and you said there's a podcast link, what, at the top of the website or something?
Yeah, there'll be a tab you can click on. And
cool.
Make sure if you are typing it in that you put Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Just in case there's another Mystic Radio out there that only uses Mystic Radio. So got to make sure you get the with Robin Alexis in there.
Okay, that sounds great. And so that it is now airing Friday mornings at 8 a.m. And of course you can, I won't be listening live because I'm not that early a morning person, but I will definitely be listening to the podcast since I have now, even old Martha has learned how to do a podcast, so I can actually listen. All righty then. It is, we're in our second hour now. It's almost time to take care of advertisers, but phone lines are open and we would love to hear from you. Linda needs something else to do here. And you can call in just for a session for yourself as the human animal. But she can also, as you heard with Monica, work through you to get to your animal friends. While we're taking care of advertisers, please pick up your phone. And the number to call is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And if it doesn't go through, add a one and try again, because sometimes you need the one, sometimes you don't. Stay right where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers, and then we will hopefully go to the phones, or we will just get to chatting again and talk more about best therapy and energy codes and what it's all about and that sort of thing. And so a few other – oh, I've got there's some other things we haven't checked on. Oh, and I have a little bit of exciting news that happened in my birdie bath this week. Ew, it's very cool. It's still going on. Anyway, so Birdie Bath News, that's really exciting. Straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're really just getting rolling on this hour of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga here in Ananda, Washington. Great organization, especially if you need spiritual upliftment. Got the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, the Linwood Community and the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and the East West Bookstore that's so popular in downtown Edmonds. You can check out all the classes and events coming up. The best place to learn to meditate, the best place to learn yoga, Ananda Yoga, is different than other Hatha Yoga. And you can check everything out at anandawashington.org. You can also follow them on Facebook, Ananda Washington, as well. And then again, remember our great sound healer, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. She can work with you in person, which highly recommended. Is incredible experience to be in the healing room and the sound room with the gongs and the chimes and to actually experience the Acutonic Forks and so forth. But she can also work with you remotely. Anyway, check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call and she'll call you back, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then, I guess we're kind of in tune, but apparently Robin has already heard me. Guess what? Nathan checked out what's on the show this coming Friday.
Got a little sneak peek for you. Got a teaser.
Yeah. So what is going on the show this Friday, Nathan?
Well, we are going to get the opportunity to hear from somebody we have not heard from a while, who was originally on Mystic Radio and then also joined up with Animal World. And of course,
No, that's backwards.
Oh, was
originally on Animal World. Robin stole him from me.
Okay.
But she didn't really steal him because, you know, I gave, you know, loving. Anyway, he's always been connected with Animal World first. And then Robin and Bob got to take advantage of our wonderful Dr. Nails. And then he was a regular for a very long time on Mystic Radio as well as Animal World.
But I'm sure but you know
he's coming
I'm
back
about
this
now.
Friday. And so he's on the show this Friday
and
with Robin.
And who is that? That is Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Woohoo!
Yay.
And we're going to focus on processing grief of losing our animal friends. Is that what they're talking about?
Yep, that's what they'll be going over. That's what I'm seeing here in the upcoming show information. They'll be talking about the powerful bond between people and their pets, especially during times of grief, and also sharing how deeply animals can feel and respond to the emotions of the people they love, sometimes carrying stress, shock, or tension in their own bodies. He'll explain how gentle, energetic support can help both pets and their people begin to settle and heal. So that's what they got coming up on Mystic Radio at 8 a.m. with Robin and Nels.
All right. So, I think really so many people and animals are leaving the earth plane right now. There's so much stuff going on. It's a big time of transition and change and all that sort of thing. So it really is a timely subject. And I know I'm going to enjoy listening. I know it's going to help Robin heal. But then think of all the other people, you know, who are losing animal friends or human friends. Family, I think it's just going to be a really, really wonderful show. It is more of I want to say, you know, it's more in the woo-woo stuff because Robin is so gifted. But I have to say, when it comes to woo-woo stuff, I've never met anyone more gifted at this than Robin Alexis. She really is in tune and very gifted. And boy, she and Dr. Nels did just such great work together on the air and working with humans and their animals and so forth. I think this Friday show is going to be really great. Just the beginning. I'm sure he'll probably join, from time to time. I wouldn't think this is probably the only time he'll be on the show with them.
Well, so. I took a listen to that first episode of Mystic Radio returning, and Robin is very in tune with Bob. I mean, it's really fascinating to listen to just how much Bob is still involved. I mean, he was the producer of the show, and he loved the show and loved doing what he did. So it's nice to hear that he's still very much aware of what's going on and wanting to participate even in spirit form.
Yeah. I think it'd be really fascinating to see how they're doing this and so forth. Because, you know, I mean, really, in terms of all of the psychic gifts that one can have, like Robin has them all and then more. And is so in tune with all of that. You know, I just can't imagine that there isn't an incredibly strong contact and relationship between them. But, you know, sometimes it's hard, you know, and then the ones we're most closest to, we don't feel a connection after someone has left their body and stuff. Anyway, I just think it's going to be really interesting to hear the conversations they have, the work that's done. But it also then kind of leads us in. And by the way, we're not going to the phones because there's nobody on the phone. So we would love you to call in for your free remote treatment with Linda for you and or your animal friends. And if you would like to get on the air with us, you can do so immediately. All you got to do is call 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Doesn't go through, try a one, then it should work. But it leads into a great conversation because obviously, you know, Robin's having Dr. Nils on the phone because this bioenergetic synchronization technique work that he and Linda do is phenomenally helpful in dealing with, you know, stuck or negative emotional energy and all of that sort of thing. And, you know, the grief involved, I can tell you, you know, one of the greatest gifts and help for me in this process has been the sessions I do with Linda off the air, because Linda works with me. And that has been really helpful for me. And then, you know how she gives you an affirmation when she's done working with you? Okay. Well, I got one. And I'll tell you, that's been like my little lifeline. You know, when I all of a sudden it hits me, because, you know, sometimes I just might not be paying attention, and all of a sudden it'll startle me back into reality, and it'll be like, I forgot Robbie. I have to feed Robbie. I have to walk Robbie. I have to. And you know, and then it's like, oh, okay, now see, then I'm crying. But then if I remember to go back in my heart and use the affirmation that Linda gave me, it lifts me right out. Because the affirmation she gave me, I could help you too. The affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of love. And so when I say that, I embrace the feeling of my love for Robbie and ours together and all of that. But, oh, man, does that lift me out of the lower negative energies of that. It really is incredible. But Linda, you know, talk to us a little bit, you know, how the best therapy, the energy codes, how this stuff can help with grief and so forth.
Yeah, it, again, because it is a comprehensive balancing, we're always going to focus on what's in priority. But somebody who's in a lot of grief and loss, they're experiencing a trauma. And so this is a really helpful technique because it's designed to find those experiences of trauma and release whatever pattern of defense we have created about this trauma. And so it can just really help people just go into a space where they still have all the remembrance that they have of the lost person or animal companion. And they can enjoy it. They can start to assemble, you know, the story that really is not just about grief and loss, which is, I'm sure, what Robin will be working with, is the idea that there's a big story with those that have been important and dear to us. And this helps us to have a story that isn't a story of loss, but a story of the celebration and the wonderful gift that this person and this relationship or this animal and this relationship were to us. And it just makes us more free to be fully in our emotions and at the same time not controlled by them, but enjoying them and, you know, really reflecting in a way that's really helpful and healing.
Yeah. I just find it, you know, incredibly helpful. And then, you know, following up and being able to reactivate the energy anytime with the affirmations and so forth. And also, and it's, I think especially when you get the opportunity to work with someone in person, because you do have an office in the Interspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. So people can work with you in person,
yes,
or remotely, you know, on the phone or Zoom or something like we do on the radio.
Yeah.
But so you don't just do the you know, the bioenergetic synchronization technique and the physical stuff, but you also teach things, other things or physical things for people to do.
Yes.
And I would imagine that's probably easier to do if you're meeting with someone in person, because you can demonstrate. But you must also give those techniques to people that you deal with remotely as well.
Yes, I'm very fortunate that Dr. Sue Mortar, when she created the Energy Codes book, which is the book that I give to my clients, when she created that, she created a website that is all about the different breathing techniques and physical exercise, which the Mortar March and the Empower Step. So you can actually, I just send a link to my remote clients, and then they can see a video of that particular thing being demonstrated. And so they can learn it right in real time watching the video. And so I find that just so helpful as a resource, because it is something that would be less easy to do without a video. And of course, I could make my own, but when somebody's produced one in a studio that looks really good and sounds good, why not use that?
Absolutely. And I find the physical techniques, and especially when you talk about the Mortar March, it is just a wonderful way of grounding yourself and getting back into a balance. And I do it minimally twice a day. In the morning and at night. And then sometimes various other times during the day if I need, you know, balancing, centering, grounding, that sort of thing. It's quite amazing what you can learn to do. And that's something like, you know, that Dr. Nels teaches too. If you, work with Dr. Nels off the air or join his private membership group, he teaches a Zoom class on how to ground and center yourself.
Yes.
And that's part of the process. And boy, it really is very effective. So if when someone, you know, works with you, Linda, that's part of when you get started with a new client, that you give them all this information. So they don't just get the benefit of working with you that particular time. They then have, you know, the affirmations, they have what you've taught them and worked with them, but they also then have some physical ritual type stuff they can do to stay in balance and help themselves.
Yeah, and that's really important because, you know, people are only in my office, you know, like maybe once a month. And so it's important to have tools that you can help yourself right away, ways to calm down, ways to release tension. Those are very important and helpful and can keep people on track as opposed to falling into some kind of imbalance and leading to disease.
Right. And you could kind of tell with Linda doing the session with Monica on the air earlier, because, you know, she doesn't treat or diagnose, you know, she doesn't really need to know what's going on. And so you don't have to do a lot of talking. You don't have to do a lot of explaining and all that sort of thing. Because you remember, you know, she had Monica, you know, think in your mind of, you know, the biggest thing you want to balance or whatever. But you do it all in your mind, and then Linda just tunes into your body and what it needs and so forth. So it can still remain a pretty private thing if you want it to.
Yeah, this is unlike talk therapy. I'm not needing to hear what people have happened to them. And many people have things they don't necessarily feel comfortable, certainly not maybe in the first appointment, thinking about or talking about. But if I just say, think about the worst thing that's ever happened to you, then that person knows what that is to them. Uh-huh. And the reason that the thinking is so effective is because our thoughts, as you often point out, direct the energy. And so as soon as the person brings whatever that worst thing is into their thoughts, their body shifts to respond to that because it's all there. It's all held in a pattern. And so that enables me then to find the pattern that is in priority to be released for that person. So again, I don't need to know what their worst thing was, as long as they have something that they're thinking about. And then we can do our work together. And I've had people that the only thing I knew about them was their name and, you know, just worked with them on the phone. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. It does not need to be me knowing your life story or having to repeat something that was very difficult, whether you were a child or an adult. You know, and that includes the loss of our animal friends. Sometimes that's really difficult to talk about. We don't need to do that. I can just have you focus in whatever way right. We're being guided to focus.
Now, I think that, you know, as long as we're still here, we're constantly learning and growing. I know I'm still learning a lot. And one thing that is becoming really clear here, it's not so much when you or like Dr. Nels are working on the human, because it's much easier to directly communicate with the human and you can tell them to hold in their mind what you want and all of that so that then you tune in and so forth. But where I'm seeing, what I'm seeing now is with the animals when it comes to like, because Dr. Nels works on my animals, my two elderly cats, he does a session with them once a week, just automatically. Now, in all of the years that I've worked with him, I know he's very intuitive and, you know, and he tunes into their bodies and does what needs to be done and everything's been going well. But I first learned this, by the way, with Robin Alexis. And but there were a number of years where she and I did a lot of work together and a lot off the air and working together on things. And like I said, she is one of the most gifted people I know in this psychic realm that I've ever met or worked with. But when we were working on specific things, especially, you know, related to the animals, we did a lot of work with the Pluckner issues and all of that stuff in those years past. But what we learned together was sometimes she didn't know if she looked at an animal, what's going on. Sometimes she didn't always see everything. You know, she would see what was primary, whatever she would see. But when I would say, look for this or look at that, then all of a sudden she would see more. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm starting where I'm the same thing with Dr. Nels when he's working on my animals. You know, because a lot of times I forget to update him because he just automatically does the weekly session with them. But then what's been kind of happening, I'll say, you know, like something like, you know, he was instrumental in helping Robbie stay as comfortable as he possibly could for as long as he could. And now with my cats. And it's just like just the recent example of this is that my Buzz, my Abyssinian guy, is he's old enough now because he's getting up into his higher teens so he is having, you know, starting to have some physical glitches and so forth. I realized, okay, I've got to tell Dr. Nels, and I said, you know, I think he needs some structural work, and then said what I'm seeing. And sure enough, when he tuned in to do his work, he found more and specifically things related to what I'm seeing. So what I'm thinking, especially, you know, when it's kind of like a good thing, like when we started with Monica, she kind of said what her concern about Brizzy and the sort of thing is. I think sometimes it's helpful to know just a little something about what's going on so that the healer or, you know, can look directly for something. But I know it happened all the time when me and Robin were working together, is she went see something, but then when I would give her a little more information and direct her to look for something specific, bam, there it was. And then the same thing seems to be happening. So there is something to be said for using our mind in connection with all of this. And
Well, and one thing I will say in relation to that is the whatever the person is focusing on with, you know, what their intention is for mm-hmm. the session, the more people are clear on what they are looking for, the more powerful the faster they can get to right. what it is they want. Because again, you could talk to me a lot about something and I still might not get how important this is in relation to this person. The person knows. And so to have them come in with strong intention and say, you know, what I really want to work on is, you know, whatever it is. You know, and I make a note of that and I always, you know, lead with that to see if we can just go straight to it. And sometimes we can and sometimes we can't. Yeah. And sometimes, even though that is their intention, there's something else that has to be gotten out of the way first.
Exactly. Yeah. But it really, really fascinating this last week, you know, when Nels, you know, because I had pointed out what I wanted him to additionally look at Buzzy for these reasons. And then in his report back to me, when he did the thing, he says it, you know, he did find things related to what I was talking about working at. And he said, during the session, he says, well, I was working on Buzzy and the points that he was working, that he physically got a big jolt right in the middle of his spine. He said, you know, and that doesn't always happen, you know, but I'm sure, Linda, sometimes that happens to you. You'll feel something
yes.
in your butt. Anyway, so he said, I felt this big jolt in the middle of my spine. And so that has to mean something happened then. Well, sure enough, wouldn't you know? Then watching and Buzzy, he's always kind of had a roached back and almost like a point in the middle of his spine. That's been like that and kind of getting more, you know, for years. But after this last session with Nels, it's like all of a sudden I'm watching him. It's like he's walking faster. He's walking easier. His back is straighter. And I had to go to him to feel him because that bump in his spine isn't there anymore.
Wow.
So, but see, that's the whole thing, Linda. I needed to have Nels look for it.
Uh-huh.
Because and sometimes it's that I think he's been working with my animals for a very, very long time and we kind of fall into a pattern and then not maybe intentionally, but sometimes you just need a little more new information.
Yeah.
So anyway, before we get the Bigfoot stomping around on us because he's getting ready to do that because I'm talking too much here, let's take care of our advertisers. And come on, everybody, where are you? Pick up your phone. Linda needs something to do here. 888-298-5569. 1 if you need it. 888-298-5569. And stay right where you are because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan. Join me on Talk Cosmos. Marie O'Neill and I will be exploring the Aquarius Leo nodal shift starting this Sunday. During this new 18-month cycle, the South Node in Leo invites us to develop our creative legacies. It's a time to truly individuate by participating in community interests, elevating a shared purpose that benefits everyone. Come journey with us. Talk Cosmos this Sunday, July 26, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down hour number two. This week's edition of Animal World, but we've got one another hour to go, and we would love to talk with you, and Linda would love to do a session for you and your animal friends, so pick up your phones and give us a call. We did hear from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com is the website. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamin, the NuPro Nuggets, and then the dog supplements, the gold label, original formula just for, you know, vitamins and minerals, everything they need, but wonderful skin and hair coat, phenomenal. And then there's the silver label that adds glucosamine and chondroitin for joint support. And what a great supplement, especially if you have a coated breed, lots of hair. I'll tell you, the NuPro is quite miraculous in helping keep the hair on the dog, not on your floor. And you can find the dog supplements a lot of times in your local pet store. You can learn all about the supplements on the NuProSupplements.com website. You can order there as well. The products are also all available on Amazon, and the price is the same, so you can order either place. But NuProSupplements.com. And then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Yeah, righty then. I'm thinking, don't have a whole lot of time left in this hour, and we don't have anybody waiting on the line. So maybe, how about, Nathan, while we have the time before we get to our last trip on the love train, why don't we do a quick current events? You know what? You know who's first on my list here in current events? It's actually Linda. And because it remains a current event, because Linda, you continue to offer any of our listeners a free introductory session.
Yeah.
If they call or text you, I'll give them a number here in a moment. But tell us about that. I think like Monica, who just called uh-huh. in, working with you on the radio doesn't count.
Right.
So she would still count as a new client for you, and she could have a free session
right.
Off the air. So yeah. Does that apply to everybody?
Yes, it does. And the reason is because this is, you know, a kind of an unusual technique. People often are, you know, kind of like, well, I don't know about this thing. And so I think the best way is just to offer people a chance to experience it and see what they think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always tell you, when I tell people about this, you know, bioenergetic synchronization technique or Beth's therapy, I always say, well, when you hear about it, it can sound a little woo-woo, you know, stuff. Because a lot of people don't understand energetic healing modalities when they work not only in person, but remotely as well or from a distance. Many people have heard of Reiki and understand that, and it's similar to that because you can do Reiki in person or remotely. But I always have to say, people, it's not, because it is a documentable science sort of thing in that any of us can go to school like you did, Linda, mm-hmm. and be trained to become a best practitioner. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So even Nathan could do this.
Of course.
If he were trained, right?
If he wanted to. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So see, that's what can help you understand that it really is a real, tangible, understandable practice because anyone can learn to do it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, some might be more gifted at it than others. And I always say, I don't know, you know, if any of us will ever be as good as Nils or Linda, because that's what they do all the time and have been doing it for years and years and years. But we can all learn the technique, and the more you do it, the better you get with it.
Yes.
But so anyway, if you would like a free session with Linda, you can check Linda out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, but then you can call or text her. If you're going to call her, wait till after the show. But you can call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty then, let's see if we got anything else. Okay, now, I think Seattle Humane, I don't have any events for them going on. We just finished the annual Meow Cat Rescue stuff. So pretty much everything's done except we still got some Mariners Bark in the Park stuff going on. Now, I forgot to write it down last week because I've got one more Bark in the Park Tuesday, August 4th versus Mariners versus Detroit Tigers. But I think David came up with a second one. There's another one besides that August 4th Bark in the Park, and I don't remember when it was.
They have the one on September 3rd.
There you go. September 3rd is another bar. So August 4th, September 3rd, those are the last two Bark in the Park with the Mariners. If you want to do that. And speaking of, we know we're almost out of time, but Nathan, you're our Mariners reporter and our baseball guy. What the heck is going on with our team?
not good stuff. The problem is they're not able to create any offense. I mean, their pitching has been stellar, but they're not scoring any runs no matter who they're really going up against, it seems like. I mean, they had their good games that they were playing recently, but now that they've gone to Florida, it's just, I don't know, maybe Florida is just a bad place for them to be because
I think maybe they're
not beating
the
Marlins, they're not beating the Rays, and it's not.
Yeah, but I think they need Bigfoot with them because last Sunday you were Bigfooting down there and they won.
I did, yeah.
So you tend to be a good luck charm for them.
Bigfoot is above 500 on the season, so I've been keeping track.
All right, so I from what I've been hearing, the scuttlebutt is, well, yeah, but the Mariners have never had so many injuries and all that kind of stuff, and it's really an injured team right now, and people are healing, and once everybody gets healthy again and back playing consistently, hopefully it will change and the Mariners will be back to having an offense. Do you agree with that?
I do agree. I mean, we are down many players, and actually I've been keeping tabs on the game right now because they're currently playing the Rays. They just had that first pitch not too long ago, but their starting pitcher, Emerson Hancock, on the first pitch that he threw, had a comebacker at him, which he tried to field with his bare hand, and ooh, that's never a good thing to do as a pitcher. And he's ooh, still in the game pitching, but it's a scary sight for a team that's already been dealing with injuries.
Yeah. So think good thoughts for the Mariners. All righty. We are going to try to stay on time this hour. We would love to hear from you in the last hour of the show, so that Linda can do a free treatment for you and or your animal friends. And while we're love training, if you'd like to call in, number is 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. Remember the one. We're going to fire up the love train, and I'll energize this up here in a moment. And then we've got another hour, but I promised you some exciting news at my birdie bath. So we'll talk a little. I got to check in with Linda about the Hummers and stuff, because mine are gone and making a second round of babies right now. And so anyway, we'll check on all of that stuff. And remember, you don't get to opt out of the love train. Okay, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your chair. You can dance in your bed. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join the love train with me. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And then during the song, just send love all over the country, all over the world. It's the best thing we can do to counter, you know, all the warring energy and all the yucky stuff that's going on. Love is more powerful than anything, so let's just blanket the world with love. So, and energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.